Here we go. Thanks for all the jokes you sent in. Remember, we randomly select from the jokes sent in each week and award that person a Speed Jokes coffee mug. We'll even sign it if you like. Got jokes from Carol Kay, Bill and Carol Stream, Kurt and Greg, thank you for the jokes. Jim in Niles, Michigan, Dave Carr, Ken in Elmwood. And we got this note from Cassie Sparks from St. Charles, Illinois. Hi, John Williams. I'm 14. And I am tired of hearing about my grandma and aunt bragging about getting on your speed jokes. So I am hoping to top theirs. Here's my joke. What gets wetter and wetter as it dries off? A towel. I don't know if that's funny, but they thought so in my geometry class. Granted, they might be a bunch of squares. Crossing my fingers, signed Cassie. Well done, Cassie. You nice made job. The list.
Double whammy.
I don't know if she's a coffee drinker, but she's in the running. I bumped into a cable repairman yesterday, and he asked me what time it was, and I said it was sometime between 8 and 1.
So true.
I could have said it's Wednesday or Thursday sometime between 8 and 1. Guy says my mother-in-law went to the beauty parlor. She was gone for 3 hours, and that was just for an estimate. It's true, George Washington never told a lie, but it should be noted he never had to file a Form 1040. Police arrested a semicolon last week. It got back-to-back sentences. That's another grammar joke. My wife dated a clown before she started going out with me. I had some really big shoes to fill. A man with two left feet goes into a shoe store and says, "Hey, do you sell flip-flips?" I lent my cousin $65,000 for plastic surgery.
Did he pay you back?
Nah, and the trouble is, I don't know what he looks like now. Are you my cousin? Hey, are you my cousin? You owe me $65,000?
Hey, did you know that the average person wants three covers on their bed at all times?
That's not true, Andy.
Yes, it is.
I think that's just a blanket statement. How does a cow introduce his wife? He says, "Meet Patty."
I get it.
And speaking of the weather throughout the country, why do hurricanes get such lame names? Name the next one Ultimate Death Megatron 9000 and watch people leave. Then they'll behave.
Yeah, evacuate.
You call a Hurricane Laura and they go, whatever. But if you said the next hurricane is named Ultimate Death Megatron 9000, people are going, I think we should actually, maybe we should get in the car. We got one more. I was going to preview this for you, but let's see if you can hit it out of the park right off the bat. Ready? Why didn't the vampire bite Taylor Swift?
I see the answer, so I can't take part.
Andy probably would have known, but he's looking at the answer on our score sheet. Why didn't the vampire bite Taylor Swift?
I have no idea.
Because she had bad blood. I bit Taylor Swift. It did not taste too good. She had bad blood. Thanks for sending in the jokes. Remember, if we pull your joke from our list on Friday, you win the Speed Joke coffee mug, and you can share them with your friends at WGNRadio.com/speedjokes. Send your jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com.